Now, we live in times where celebrities whose personal moral lives are nothing other than a bad example are considered to be the stars simply because they appear in movies or have millions in the bank accounts. However, God, who is the one with the final judgment, sees and judges us differently. This is the story of Sister Josefa Menendez, a real star in the eyes of God. From all outward appearances, there was nothing special about Josefa Menendez. Certainly, she showed no signs that she was in any way fitted for so high a mission as to bring forth a message of Jesus to the world. Sister Josefa Menendez was born on February the 4th, 1890, in Madrid, Spain, to a profoundly Christian family. On February the 5th, 1920, at 30 years of age, she entered the novitiate of the Society of the Sacred Heart in Poitiers, France. 2 years later, she professed her religious vows. She was a religious sister for only 3 years before her death, never attaining any higher rank in the community than that of a mere novice. Now, Sister Josefa's nature was reserved. She loved to hide away in quiet places, and she never did learn or even attempt to learn the French language spoken by those around her. All these hindrances combined would at first sight appear insurmountable to the proclamation of a message that would make Satan tremble. The supernatural graces and gifts which she received sometimes brought her to her knees. Why? We're talking about visions of a descent into hell and all the physical sensations that accompanied them. These supernatural occurrences required an almost superhuman endurance. Her daily life within the convent was very ordinary, as she carried out her humble tasks and chores with grace and humility. She preferred sweeping to any other chore for its simplicity and opportunity for recollection. All the while, God was bestowing unknown graces upon his humble servant. It was because of the ordinariness of her life that our Lord said to Sister Josefa, "You yourself shall be my sign. I will reveal to you the burning secrets of my heart, and many souls will profit by them." The fruit of her efforts is a work of spiritual depth rarely seen, entitled The Way of Divine Love. Her writings consist largely of the contents of her notebooks, which she had filled under obedience to our Lord with the revelations of his Sacred Heart, plus portions of her biography. At the time of the apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima, Sister Menendez was receiving her own messages from Jesus. Our Lady appeared to the Fatima children from May through October in 1917. On the day when the greatest miracle of modern times, the miracle of the sun, occurred, Sister Menendez was only a little over 600 miles away, perhaps sweeping the floors of the convent. At Fatima, Our Lady told the children to make sacrifices for the souls of poor sinners. On July the 13th, the Blessed Mother of God even showed these young children a vision of hell. And we know that the vision was terrifying. Even Sister Josefa herself, more than once, was taken to hell to witness and feel the suffering of damned souls firsthand. In September of 1922, just 5 years after the Fatima apparitions, she wrote in a notebook where she described what hell was like. She spoke of how the fire in hell burns on and on, how sharp nails and fiery rods tend to pierce her skin every now and then, how not a single soul, nor inch of a fingernail, escapes the torments, and how sounds of confusion and blasphemy cease not for an instant. The ultimate mission our Lord had for Sister Josefa was to show souls that he never refuses graces, even to those who are guilty of grave sin, nor does he separate sinners from the good souls whom he loves with predilection. He keeps all in his heart, that all may receive the help needed for their state of soul. Through her writings in The Way of Divine Love, she was to show the world the power of God's mercy for the truly repentant. The devil hated Josefa for this, because he knew how many souls will ultimately be saved on account of her work. Her mission was actually entirely accomplished after her death, as very few people really knew what messages the Lord was giving to her. These messages, however, would soon be published and even supported by the recommendation of the future Pope Pius XII. Today, the critical role that Sister Josefa played in the divine plan has almost faded from memory. Nevertheless, the Lord remembers the heroic sufferings she endured to make known his message of mercy. As a reward for her abject humility, the Lord has given her a special intercessory power, just like St. Jude, the patron of desperate cases. She has been proven to obtain great favors for anyone who will call upon her, especially those souls with exceptional needs. As of yet, she has not enjoyed the popular adulation as St. Therese of the Child Jesus. Yet, she is reserved for the dear friends of Christ and those with the most desperate needs. Those who want to experience the miraculous power of Sister Josepha should turn to her with tender confidence. She can give consolation almost instantly in little things if one would take some time and quietly recollect oneself in a spirit of prayer to her. Like Jacinta of Fatima, she is extremely powerful against the temptations or torments of the devil. Turn to her if you are being tempted or tormented and tell her that the devil is attacking the kingdom of our Lord Jesus, your soul. Just thinking about and calling upon Josepha causes the devil to flee. Sister Josepha Menendez, pray for us.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins, those of the whole world. For the sake of your sorrowful